From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United States says it will open a new embassy in Jerusalem in May to coincide with Israel's 70th anniversary. The State Department said Friday the new embassy will be located in a building that currently houses the U.S. consular operations in Jerusalem before moving to a separate annex by the end of 2019.
Donald Trump announced that the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital last year, a relocation from Tel Aviv that reverses decades of U.S. policy. The announcement sparked protests by Palestinians who claimed the eastern part of the city as the capital of a future state, and Washington's Arab allies were infuriated. The new date would bring the opening substantially forward. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence previously said the move would take place by the end of 2019.
That's Reuters' Jacob Greaves reporting. After announcing what he called the largest ever set of sanctions against North Korea, U.S. President Trump Friday threatened a phase two if the measures are not effective. Mr. Trump did not specify what he meant, but both as a candidate and president, he did repeatedly make headlines about Pyongyang. He threatened to totally destroy North Korea and suggested he would have China get rid of North Korea leader Kim Jong-un. Few expect any diplomatic breakthroughs from Ivanka Trump's visit to South Korea to lead the U.S. delegation at the closing ceremonies of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. The daughter of U.S. President Trump paid a visit to South Korean President Moon Jae-in Friday at the presidential residence known as the Blue House in Seoul, where she congratulated the president for hosting the Olympic Games and thanked him and the First Lady for their hospitality. This is